This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump visited shooting victims in hospitals in the U.S. states of Ohio and Texas Wednesday. The president also visited with first responders in the cities of Dayton and El Paso and stayed away from the sites of the mass shooting attacks where lone gunmen killed 31 people. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In the aftermath of a pair of weekend mass shootings, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited Dayton and El Paso Wednesday. In Dayton, the first couple stopped at Miami Valley Hospital. In El Paso, they toured University Medical Center before meeting with first responders. There, the president talked to El Paso police officer Elsa Rodriguez, who responded to Saturday's Walmart shooting, not knowing relatives were inside.
My uncle passed away, unfortunately, and my cousin, he's in ICU at the moment, still fighting for his life.
The attacks in El Paso and Dayton left 31 people dead and dozens more wounded. I'm Mike Gracia.
Pakistan says it is expelling India's high commissioner to Islamabad. This comes just hours after downgrading diplomatic and trade ties with New Delhi for stripping the disputed Kashmir region of its special status. The foreign ministry said in a brief announcement the Indian government has also been informed that Pakistan will not be sending its high commissioner designate to India. Six members of the special forces being held hostage by supporters of former Kyrgyz President Almazbek Atambayev have been released. RFERL correspondents at Atambayev's residential compound said Thursday they saw the transfer of the hostages to police. They said all six were taken away in one vehicle. Tensions remain high a day after elite security forces failed to arrest the 62-year-old who faces five counts of criminally abusing his office. This is VOA News. Thousands marched in Caracas, Venezuela, Wednesday in support